The Israeli military said Sunday it killed Nabil Koch, another high-ranking Hezbollah official, a day after the Lebanese militant group confirmed the death of multiple commanders, including longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah. Sunday's announcement came a day after Hezbollah confirmed the killing of leader Hassan Nasrallah. There was no immediate comment from the Lebanese militant group. Koch is the deputy head of Hezbollah's Central Council. He also served as Hezbollah's military commander in South Lebanon from 1995 until 2010. A man walks past the destruction caused by an Israeli airstrike in Beirut. This also came hours after an Israeli airstrike on northeast Lebanon killed 11 people. Israel says it's carrying out attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Meanwhile, the number of those displaced by the conflict from southern Lebanon has more than doubled and now stands at more than 211,000, according to the United Nations. The Israeli military also said it uncovered and dismantled a Hamas tunnel in central Gaza that was over a kilometer long. It said Sunday that the tunnel ran near residential buildings, and that inside were several rooms and equipment used by militants for prolonged stays. The military released footage showing the entrance to the tunnel, a long staircase leading down and an iron blast door.